Today we want to look at this thought. The kingdom of heaven is forcefully advancing, and we are God's chosen people, ordained by God to defeat Satan's kingdom of deception with the truth. Satan is at work. Recently we preached really several times in some way about unwavering faith. And the one that comes to tempt you and to place doubts in your hearts and mind is Satan himself. And every one of us must learn to take authority over him. Can you say amen? God's chosen people have been given authority and power over the kingdom of darkness. And this thing is real. And I want to look today at two kingdoms. And you need to understand that. This is why Christians have such a hard time. And that's why you have such a hard time praying and meditating on the word, because the devil is doing everything he can to defeat you. And he knows if he can keep you out of the word and keep you from praying and keep you out of church, he's got you exactly where he wants you. And when you get really, really weak, he's going to show up and hit you so hard it's going to knock you halfway out or out if you are not where you need to be. Can you say amen? Matthew 11:12, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it. There's two kingdoms. The kingdom of God in this world, the church, you and me, we're marching against the kingdom of darkness and the devil's evil people, and you'll see that as we go along. Verse 13, for the prophets and the law prophesied until John. A lot of people believe that Jesus Christ operated under the Old Testament law, and therefore we cannot believe God for what he did. Totally wrong. And this proves it right here. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing under the leadership and under the teachings of Jesus Christ, which is the grace of God. Can you say amen? It says grace and truth came with Jesus Christ. And it says God's kingdom under Christ is forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it. What does that mean? It means when you hear a word from God, like I gave you at the beginning about healing, being in the word of God, when you hear it, you grab it, you believe it, and you believe it for yourself right there, right then. Can you say amen? For the prophets and the law prophesied until John. The law and the prophets ended with John the Baptist, but Jesus was ministering to people as the grace of God. Under the leadership of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of heaven started advancing against evil. In Luke chapter 16, verse 16, the law and the prophets, this is about the same thing, I think this may be a little clearer, the law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, the good news, not the Old Testament law, the good news of the kingdom of God, the new covenant, is being preached, and everyone is forcing his way into it. You know, it really pays to study the Bible. I've never heard another preacher ever read that or preach on it. But you need to understand that. That the ministry of grace began under Jesus Christ, and it's still going because Jesus Christ is the same. Amen. Yesterday, today, and forever. The law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, the good news of the kingdom of God, the new covenant, has been taught by Jesus Christ. It is being preached, and everyone is forcing his way into it. The good news is that our work now is believing in Jesus Christ. And that's what Jesus Christ told his disciples. They came to him and said, what must we do that we might do the works of God? He says, your work is believing on the Son of God, believing on me. And so he was teaching people right then and there, you no longer believe in the Old Testament law, you believe in me. And by the way, if he was operating on the law, he would have had to do animal sacrifices in order to forgive sin. And you see, he did not do those things. He preached faith in himself, the grace of God. The law and the prophets were proclaimed, preached until John. Then Jesus began to preach the good news. As the kingdom of God advanced, demons were driven out. People accepted Christ by faith, and hurting people restored to health. Why is that important? That's important because now we are the army of God marching against darkness. And we need to understand there's two kingdoms, and we have been transferred. We were in the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of Satan, but now we've been transferred into the kingdom of God, and we're marching against Satan, and we better be prayed up, read up, churched up, and fired up, because he's going to fight back. I preached a message very similar to this 40 years ago or so, and went to the hospitals because Sabrina was being born, and she was born with a major heart condition. And while I was preaching about the devil, he was trying to kill my baby. Can you save me? If you think Satan's a joke, you know, or if he's just a bad teddy bear, you got another thing coming. He'll kill you if he can. Amen. And worse than that, he'll drag you down to the devil's hell. I know a lot of people don't believe in hell, but the day's coming when they will. The woman with the issue of blood was healed because she believed in Jesus Christ, not animal sacrifices. Can you say amen? Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, for he rescued us from the domain of darkness. You know, that's, well, I ain't got anything to praise God for. If you are born again, you've been rescued from the devil's kingdom, and you've got something to be happy about. Well, you just can't believe what I'm going through. You probably couldn't believe some things I've been through, but we're not here to compare who's got it the worst. We're here to talk about how to believe God to get out of our mess. Okay. And we can operate by faith just like he taught right now, and we can defeat the devil in our personal lives and help other people win their battle. Just like we're standing together with Ada to get her delivered from this health attack. Can you say amen? And Laura to get her shoulder healed. For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. You see the two kingdoms? That's the purpose of this message. There's two kingdoms, and if you're born again, you're in the right one, and the evil one is going to fight back against you. Now, we get this confused. Oh, the devil's attacking me. No, no, no. We're attacking the devil, and he's counterattacking. The kingdom of heaven is forcefully marching against darkness. And if you think Satan's not going to counterattack, you got another thing coming. This means say amen. Amen. And this means a big amen. Amen. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. He rescued us from the domain of darkness, Acts 26:18, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. This is the instruction that God gave Paul when he called him to service. He said, I'm calling you to turn people from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. You see the two kingdoms there? And he told Paul, he says, and you know how Paul got saved. The Lord confronted him as he was on his way to Damascus to torment Christians. And the Lord confronted him and knocked him in the dirt. Can you say amen with a bolt of light? And it says, look, I've chosen you and I've called you for a reason to turn people from the devil's kingdom to God's kingdom. Now get to work. Amen. That's what we're all called to do. Yep. That's why we're here. Amen. This is the instruction that God gave Paul when he called him to service. And most Christians have no concept of what I'm preaching today at all. Preachers don't preach on it. Seminaries don't talk about it. My seminary, Southern Baptist Seminary, some of the professors told me they didn't even believe in the devil. And I said, well, I believe in the devil because he's confused you. I didn't actually say that out loud. We're all called to turn people from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of the Son. And if you don't believe in two kingdoms, you're missing the boat. You see, lies are the opposition to truth. Darkness is opposition to truth. Can you say amen? Satan is in opposition to the truth of Jesus Christ and his word. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live, when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. He's operating in these people who are doing all these murders. You see, Satan has his kingdom made up of evil people, and God has his kingdom made up of people who are born again. And if God's born again people do not stand up and show up for the battle, show up for the fight, this world is in big trouble. We are the only plan that God has to save souls and snatch them out of the hand of Satan. You see, he is referring here to Satan's kingdom when he says the kingdom of the air. Satan and his demons work in evil, rebellious, disobedient people. This is Satan's kingdom. ISIS and the cartel and all these evil demonized gangs in America and around the world doing all this wickedness, and Putin and other leaders destroying and murdering other people left and right because they can. In China, if somebody disagrees with the leadership, they're executed or they just disappear. All that evil is the work of one devil. Satan. Can you say amen? That's the world we live in, but we're not of it. I'm telling you, Satan has nothing that you want. And the only way you're going to defeat him is faith. That's all you got. Faith in Jesus Christ and faith in his word. If you will believe him, you can rule and reign in love. You can take authority over demons and devils. You can take authority over demonized people. I've had people come into his church, and I discerned in my spirit they were sent by the devil to hurt people, destroy people, lie to people, create problems. But in the power of God, I just bound them up in the name of Jesus and commanded that God take them out of here. And every time for 42 years, he has. You don't have to sit back and let the devil destroy you and your family. Can you say amen? You can see when the devil's working in your family with strife and anger and rebellion. You can sit back and let the devil do it, or you can rise up and realize you've been given authority over the devil, and you need to get up, stand on your feet, and take authority over Satan in your home and cast him out. Don't tell me you can't do that, because I've done it. Time or two I had to cast strife out of myself, okay, or off of me, however you want to see it, but strive to get off of me, you lying devil. You see, our world is a very dangerous world because Satan, his demons, and his kingdom are at work. And boy, he's not getting timid. He's getting bolder. And more, it's dangerous to walk out of your door unless you know you are ready to take authority over the devil and believe God to protect you. Somebody say amen. The devil is bold, and we got to be bolder. And we got to quit backpedaling and pretending sin is not sin. Sin is sin, period. Rebellion against God is sin. 1 Peter 5:8, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh and about, seeking whom he may play little games with and have fun." He's just a fun demon. Is that what it says? That's the way a lot of us live it. Oh, Satan's bad, but he's not all that bad. That's really back in the back of our heads of a lot of us. I know it wasn't me, but buddy, I finally realized my problems are being caused by the devil, and he's trying to kill me and my kids, my family, and destroy this church. But no way, devil. "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour," destroy. He is not your friend. And when he tries to get you to take a drink or try a pill or something, his goal is to kill you. Well, it's not a sin to take a little drink. Well, listen, no one takes a drink planning to become an alcoholic. But the devil's planning for you to be an alcoholic. And many people are alcoholics just by taking one drink. That's how evil the devil is. What I'm trying to tell you is, don't listen to the devil. If drinking a beer is not a sin, it still could get you in a situation where it would cost you your life or spend the rest of your life in prison because of an accident when you had a little bit too much alcohol in your system. Do you not see how the devil's always working to take you out? The DUI or whatever. Okay. He's sneaking around. In my day, the big thing was smoking. Oh, you look cool. They had Tom Selleck. Guy almost as good looking as me. Up on billboards, he was the Marlboro man. Oh, it's cool. And now how many people that you know have died with lung cancer? The devil's sneaky. And somewhere between 80,000 and 100,000 people in the last year or so have died because they took a little pill, fentanyl. And most of these people are very young, and they're gone forever. And many of them are going to the devil's hell because they weren't saved. Oh, I don't know if the devil's so bad. He's destroyed all those lives and taken most of them probably to the devil's hell forever. He's a bad dude. And you better know it, and you better know you got authority over him. And God sent me here today to tell you that. And I know when I preach a message like this, it makes the devil so mad, he really wants to kill me then. And he attacked my baby, but I'll tell you right now, before I preach a message like this, I'll be sure I'm prayed up, fired up, and I take authority. That lying devil, don't you get near me. You're my family, you devil. In the name of Jesus. Either Jesus is a liar or he told the truth. I give you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions with all the power of the enemy. Get out of here, devil. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. And you've seen him try to shut me up when I'm preaching right here in the pulpit. You see how bad he is. And yet we have authority over him. But most Christians don't even believe in a devil, let alone knowing they have authority over him. Listen, just because you stick your head in the sand doesn't mean the devil's not going to take your rear end. Verse 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith? Satan has a strategy to destroy every one of us. He's looking for the weak Christian who is not praying and not reading the Bible and meditating on the Word and going to church. His aim is to devour them. And when I preach on prayer and fasting and these things, you do not need to take this lightly. What do we say? What did the Lord say in the message last week? Pray that you enter not into temptation. You need to be prayed up if you're not going to fall into temptation. Temptation is coming. The devil's bringing it. It actually says the tempter came to Jesus and tempted him. You think he's going to bypass you and me? Somebody say, praise the Lord. Watch and pray, he said, that you enter not into temptation. Acts 5:3. But Peter said, Ananias, listen to this. Why have Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? What's Satan filling your heart with right now? Adultery? Lust? Tax evasion? Using a little pill? But Peter said, and I'm not here to help the devil put condemnation on anybody. Condemnation is always from Satan, never from God. Conviction comes from God. That's wrong, don't do it. And he says it's wrong, don't do it, because he loves you and he's trying to protect you. So no matter what you've done, forgive yourself, ask God to forgive you, and ask God to empower you to overcome the temptation of the evil one. Even the Lord's Prayer, it says, lead us not into temptation. Do not allow us to be led into temptation is what it means, but deliver us from the evil one. You're supposed to pray that every day. Deliver me from the evil one. That's in the Lord's Prayer. It's a daily prayer. Well, how do you know that? Because it says, give us this day our daily bread. And if you're going to get your daily bread, you need to pray it daily. Can you say amen? Let me wish everybody as smart as me. Wouldn't that be something? I don't claim to be smart, but I'm telling you right now, God has given me some insight into the Word of God. And if you've been serving God very long, you can recognize it. Acts 5:3, but Peter said, Ananias, why have Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? And let me ask you a question. Who's the father of lies? See, Satan put that in his heart to lie. Satan put evil thoughts in Ananias' heart. He acted on them and dropped dead. We're not playing games here. Satan defeated Ananias, a disciple of Christ, because he talked him into a lie. In Luke chapter 22, verse 3, look at this one. Then Satan entered Judas. Judas called Iscariot, one of the 12. So Satan entered into Judas that caused him to betray Christ. It was Satan working in Judas. I tell you right now, I don't want him working on me. How about you? Amen. And of course he does. But I have to take authority over him. The Bible says we're even to take our thoughts captive, the ones that are out of line with the Word of God. Satan entered Judas and used him to betray Jesus. Satan is a tempter, deceiver, and he is looking to devour us. If he can find a weakness or something in us, he's looking for it to take us down. So stay prayed up, churched up, read up, fired up. Can you say amen? 1 Timothy 4:1, the Spirit clearly says that in latter times some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Satan's at work on you and your kids. The Spirit clearly says that in latter times some, and this certainly is latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. There's preachers preaching demonic messages right now across the country. Some of them are preaching that certain things are not sin that the Bible clearly says is. Satan has a lot of teachers working for him. Many are humanists, secular humanists, college professors. Can you say amen? And many of them are preachers. Preaching lies. They are deceived. These people are deceived. And they're teaching doctrines of devils. They're deceived themselves and deceiving others. We must be careful how we live because Satan is fighting against us. Don't become a casualty in this battle. 2 Corinthians 4:3, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. It says, if your loved ones are not saved, Satan is so evil, he's blinded their eyes so they cannot see Jesus Christ and see the truth of salvation because he wants them in hell with him. I know a lot of people don't believe in hell, but Jesus did believe in it. He said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, into the lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Hell was not prepared for you. So, well, if God's so good, how could he send anybody to hell? You need to read the Bible again. He doesn't send anybody to hell. You send yourself. Hell was not provided, wasn't created for people. It was created for the devil and his angels, but if you hang out with the devil and his angels, you're going to go where they go. If our loved ones are not responding to the gospel, it's because Satan has blinded their minds. Pray their blinders off. Preacher, I don't see any need for all this fasting and praying. Is all your loved ones saved? Is all your friends saved? If they're not, you need to be fasting and praying that the blinders would come off. Somebody say amen. Listen, I shouldn't have to preach and do all the amen and two. It's not fair. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Jesus has transferred us into his kingdom and has given us authority over our enemy. We get real cozy with Jesus. We come to church and we're so happy and the Lord's so real. and we pray and read the Bible. He's so real. And sometimes we get so cozy in our comfortable relationship, we forget people all around us don't have that. First John 3:8, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's why he came. Destroy the works of the devil. And what did he do? He destroyed the works of the devil. He went from one person to another, delivering them for the works of the devil, casting demons and devils out of them, restoring their sight, restoring their health, healing them, working miracles for them. He just went from one to the other, working his miracles to help people and bless people. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're the only hands in this world he has, the only feet in this world he has, the only mouthpieces he has in this world is us. Angels are not allowed to preach the gospel. God sent an angel to Cornelius, but he sent the angel to tell him where the preacher was. You see, we're at war with the devil. Jesus is here to destroy the works of the devil. He delivered Legion. He delivered the demoniac son. You know, the little boy, the devil, was casting into the fire and into the water. And the daughter of Abraham, the woman who had who was paralyzed and couldn't stand up straight because of a demon. He laid his hands on her. The demon left her, and she stood up straight. And he healed and worked miracles for thousands. And he went away and retired and just quit doing it. That is not true. He's still doing it through us if we'll believe him and act on it. Matthew 12:28. But if I drive out demons by the Spirit of God, and don't tell me the Lord didn't believe in demons. He said, if I drive out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. If the demons are not taking off and running from us, maybe we don't have the power of God. You have authority, but you have to exercise it. Devil, get out of here. He said, amen. You take your depression and get out. How can the world believe on Jesus when they see us depressed all the time, beat up all the time? But if I drive out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Satan and his demons can be driven out by the Holy Spirit working through you and me. Defeating Satan is a part of advancing God's kingdom, destroying his work. Every time we get someone saved, we're destroying the devil's work. You see that? You get an evil, demonized person saved, you've got one more person joining the kingdom of God fighting against Satan. Right there, you're destroying the works of the devil. And that's really the way you destroy the works of the devil, is get people born again. Acts 10:38, you know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Jesus Christ is the will of God. He was anointed, and he went about doing good and healing all, period. They were oppressed of the devil, and so that lets me know that sickness is the oppression of the devil to hold you back, to hold me back, and to keep us from doing God's work. And that's why I believe that's really one of the keys to healing, is knowing that God wants you healthy and well so you can do his work. If you're not going to do his work, why should he bother to heal you? Jesus took the devil head on. He healed all who were oppressed of the devil, delivered everyone that came to him without exception. Healed everyone that came to him without exception. He even helped Peter and the disciples catch fish, because that was the way they made a living. People said, well, he was just working the miracle to show off his power. No, he was helping those guys pay their bills. He even sent Peter down to catch a fish that had money in his mouth. Come on. He went about helping people. He took 5,000 people out in a crusade, and they didn't have any McDonald's close by, so he multiplied loaves and fishes and fed every one of them. Well, he was just showing who he was, how powerful he was. No, he actually said, I think with the 4,000, he said, I will not send them away hungry. And it says he was moved with compassion. He said, I'm afraid they'll faint on the way. He was a God of compassion, and he still is. He wants to help people. Can you say amen? He wants to bless you. He went about doing good and healing all the oppressed of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody woke up. Glory to God. If you're going to have faith in Jesus Christ and walk in victory, you got to get this message, because you got to put this devil under your feet. I give you authority. Do you see how many scriptures are here? And actually, I have preached a series up to 3 or 4 sermons on this. I mean, the Bible's full of this. But yeah, a lot of preachers don't even believe any of it. Alice is right. It does matter where you go to church. John 14:12, truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. How many believe? Then you need to be doing some miracles. Well, I can't do a miracle. You got that right, but you can believe God to do one. Jesus is still doing good and driving out darkness through his people. Every believer has authority to advance against darkness in some way. And you just have to let your light shine. And I'm not here to tell you exactly how to do it, but if you're a born-again believer, no matter where you work, you are the light to those people there. That's why you don't need to be hanging out. I had somebody tell me, well, I need to hang out with them and drink beer and whiskey with them so I can win them over. I said, no, you don't have to do what they do. As a matter of fact, they're looking to see if you're different. If you're living just like them, you're not different. Well, he's just like me. That's the way sinners think, folks. Luke 10:19, behold, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions of all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you. If you're living right, doing right, putting the kingdom first, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. It says, behold, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you or injure you. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to face any licks and bruising and pain. It just means the devil doesn't have the power to destroy you. I've been hit hard, but I bounce back because I believe this gospel. I believe I have authority over the devil. We have been given authority. Since we are warriors in God's kingdom, we have authority over all the power of the devil. All the power of the devil. Well, you just won't believe what the devil's been doing to me. Well, what I want to hear is, what are you doing to the devil? A major part of prayer and fasting is spiritual warfare. This is where we speak to demons and mountains and cast them into the sea. You see, this is where we pull down strongholds and every demonic thought. Our battles can only be fought and won in prayer.